wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and this is June 4th, 2017. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We have callers, and I want to make sure they get in, because we're covering a lot here today, and we have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure the callers get a Rodney from Illinois. Thank you, Rodney, for calling.
Well, thank you very much. I've, of course, been listening quite intently your whole show, but I've got a question about chronic myeloid leukemia, and you know, the mutation between chromosomes 22 and 9. I'll just assume you're familiar with that and get to my question. A good friend of mine's been diagnosed with this after a you know, he suffered an enlarged spleen, a white blood cell count of 60,000, and you know, he's been a lifelong farmer, of course, exposed to every pesticide, herbicide, fungicide, not to mention the fuels, oil, solvents, etc. First question is, is it a possibility that this form of leukemia was brought on by his chemical exposure for decades? And my second question is the standard protocol or treatment is first radiation, not, well, some sort of chemotherapy along with stem cell therapy. And I'm curious if this was brought on by a toxic exposure, whether jumping right in with chemo is a smart thing to do without trying to reverse or clean up his blood or clean, you know, detox. And then if you're aware of, you know, the any cutting edge of stem cell therapy that might in itself provide him a remedy.
Mm-hmm. You know, the you can do a whole 3-hour show on your first question because it has to do with causation.
Yes.
And causation cannot be proved in court on the chemicals unless you can have contact to show that that there was the cause and effect relationship in tort law for the myelological leukemia. Also, the spleen is an organ that is the only organ in the body that regenerates itself completely. You know, you can take when you do transplants for the livers, you take parts of the liver and you work it into the cells, but you have to have the cell signal, which is necessary for the determination. And when you have myelogenous leukemia, you're talking about the myelocytes and the white cells that are produced by the spleen specifically. So therefore, to determine causation legally is just practically impossible, unless you can show on the MSDS sheets, if he handled chemicals, and you can show that from the MSDS sheet, which tells you the toxicity for leukemia and the fact of how long and the duration. Also, even if you have duration, you still you're dealing with myelogenous cells in the bone marrow, which produce platelets and other forms of stem cells that go into other cells. Did the other cell pick up the signal from a separate organ and took it to the spleen? That would be the expert witness in medicine question. To prove that cause and effect, you'd have to prove it for each organ. So therefore, there is no way that you can say which way that contact point would have. Number two, you can go to genetics in terms of the chromosome map to be able, as you mentioned on chromosome 22, the Q section, and say, well, this is part of an inherited mutation. All of us have all of the diseases that other people, you may not have, but other people do. We all have all the diseases in the chromosome map we inherit, every single one of them. And but you have to have a trigger. And the reason people come down with various forms of cancers, leukemias particularly, is that the trigger of the biomarker that's necessary for triggering that particular chromosome amino acid for that tumor or that cell determination, like a the base cell or eosinophil or a lymphocyte, which has been triggered because the lymphocyte's going to the lymph system, but the spleen is making all the other cells. So one of the tacks that I would do is that I would suggest biomarkers and personalized medicine. I would have a genetic workup on the biomarker for his leukemia. It might be familial. It might be he inherited that mutation signal. And then you can work, you work backwards from there, and then you can personalize the treatment that will be going on. Now, the treatment is also very questionable but workable. Radiation, yes. Chemotherapy, yes. These are the, where the pathways are today. But I would look into the biomarker system from a bone marrow aspiration, do a stem cell count to find out where the biomarker is if he has one, and number two, to find out if the biomarker is triggering the megapheresites for the production of the stem cell that's going to be used by the body to try to overcome new cell growth within that spleen. Number three, I would figure out if the spleen would have to be removed and work it for, to make the chemotherapy and radiation be a choice. Number four, the determination of radioactivity with the chemotherapy based upon the fact of the chromosome map itself. Maybe that chromosome on the P region may have a signal of the actinomen to be able to accept a different type of chemotherapy than normally is used. Number five, to be able to determine a blood panel that is a real blood panel of the type of cell and pathology to determine the diagnosis. Because the myelocytes are stem cells of their own. Number six, be able to determine if the stem cell from another part of the organ of the body can be grown, which is called in vitro, outside the body, and then be able to be injected back in, not as a stem cell therapy, but as a stem cell experiment for another organ. Number seven, be able to determine how the brain is reacting to each one of the stem cells for the myelogenous leukemia, which is very advanced. That is a very advanced system. This total stem cell process with the reticulocytes in the bone marrow, which is really very important signal, and determination biomarkers, that all can be done within the framework of the present cost system. And, of course, you've got number eight. Does he qualify to be part of the death panel, of which means what it says? That's the best I can do for you. I gave you the whole profile of four different avenues for the chemotherapy, two for the blood cell itself, three for the spleen.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I will
get
the archive as soon as it's available, and
Do the research, yeah. Do the research. Yep. I cannot on air make a diagnosis, you understand, but I've given you the real world.
I perfectly understand and wouldn't want you to risk that risk.
And I'm giving you the real world there. And by the way,
all right, sir, carry
time
on.
Time is everything. Time is everything with myelogenous leukemia, particularly when it's chronic.
Yeah, I'm just afraid they're going to, you know, wheel him in and start him on the standard of care, which is whatever, you know, and then, you know, right out of the gate. Well, at least this.
Absolutely. It's got to be done fast.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
You call again. Keep me posted.
I will.
We have a caller, Fred, from Michigan. Hello, Fred. Fred from Michigan. Welcome to the program. Is Fred with us? Okay, I'll carry on. I hope Fred is from Michigan is still there. What were you talking about?
Hello, Doc.
Beg your pardon, is Fred there?
Yeah.
Hello, Fred. You're live.
Yeah, there we go.
Chicken away.
We've got contact.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Well, excellent broadcast, very thought-provoking. First thought, I learned of a trust system that was utilized by Jack McLam when US.gov was attacking him for his pursuit of justice in the Gordon Call case and William Cooper case, both of whom were murdered. And so they decided to go after his assets, but because they were in this really unique trust, they were unable to penetrate and access his assets. And I was thinking, gee, why couldn't the Native American tribes utilize the same trust system to protect their assets? Because obviously they have always suffered the systematic pillage of these satanic bastard Babylonian Talmudic Kabbalists.
I gave you some real world reading there in the past 40 minutes of the real world, what's really behind this whole Paris Accord and why everybody's going to parade against him and said that he didn't do the right thing. It should have been repealed. The Muslim president did it, and that's the way that works. And this is the way it goes. To run it back, you've got an excellent question. The whole thing is the Native American has their land in trust of the government. They're not a Native American that has blood verification of being a Native American cannot hold a trust.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Isn't it, though?
Oh.
And that's the truth. It's been this way for years. And this is why I was bringing up Clarence Darrow, because he was talking about evolution in their arms with Jennings Bryan in terms of the people in Tennessee don't want Clarence Darrow's statue to be in their town in Dayton, Tennessee. And you know, they've gotten the thing into thing, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the Gallup poll that was done in 2014 found that 42% of 1,000 adults thought God created humans in their present form and evolution was wrong, and 31% accepted evolution but thought it was directed by God, and just 19% accepted revolution and thought God wasn't involved. They asked the Native Americans that, and 89% of the Native Americans believed the Great White Father and believed they were created from God.
Huh.
Didn't see?
Interesting. Hey,
so that's why they come. Go ahead. We only have a minute and a half. Go ahead. Hello, Fred?
Amicus Curie Assistance. There's a group, Escape Harassment, folks out of Delaware. I think they could easily assist you in that. Sounds like you have an 8-ton gorilla on your back relative to all this, and you could use some competent expert assistance. And the people at Escape Harassment, who used to advertise here at RBN, they've been doing this this illegal technology for 30 years. They could very competently assist you. And lastly, I want you to know something. I witnessed the resurrection of a boy 7 years young who had gone through brain irradiation for a massive, inoperable brain malignancy. Sent him home to die after radiotherapy. I admonished them not to do it, but they did it. Being devout Christian people, being told that the allopathic medicine directors are blessed with special knowledge from God, of course. So, using a special light technology, after 13 hours of use of this self-applied light instrument, the this massive inoperable tumor, which had metastasized, had regressed by 60 to 80%. The radiation oncologist said it was an absolute miracle. They were totally astonished. So I just wanted to let Rodney know that there is technology available. He just has to be directed to it. That would totally negate any perceived specious need for any of this chemo, this chemicide. I call it pharmaceutical chemicide and
there's truth to that. That's exactly right. The thing is certain. It's called inductive blue ray, and there's a lot of research on that, and I've been doing some of that with the stem cell research, and it's totally functional. In fact, I've transferred mind power into light, which is something that, you know, you can't patent because they say, well, it's a natural phenomenon. Well, if it was a natural phenomenon, why wasn't it put with quantum physics, you know, which it is, you know? It's one of those things. No, you're totally right. This is why, because of time, to go into that, and I hope Rodney will send me an email, and I'll get some answers to that. You're totally correct. There are all kinds of what are called inductive light to be able to wear their interfusion nose tubes today, which are using light, which to be able to apply with oxygen with gliosarcomas in the brain to repress the growth. They don't last long because the science hasn't progressed enough to be able to change, but you add all this biomarker to know which one of those markers to personalize and add that to inductive ultraviolet light, there's a real chance for Rodney's patient. You're absolutely right.
And lastly, real quick, Doc, there's a technology called the Vibe, V-I-B-E, like vibratory. You ought to look into that sometime.
Yeah, I know, with oscillation. Listen, thanks for holding on and being there with us, Fred, and I appreciate you listening to my program.
Thank you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
One of the for Rodney and Fred, very fine calls. Wanted to let you know that at Stanford University, there's a researcher by the name of Sergio Pascal that has developed a way to grow different brain cells in a petri dish. And what they have found is that the axon and other forms of neurons are assembling in this 3D culture in the brain region, and they've been able to watch the brain cell move and communicate to make the different chemicals that increase that balance of the inhibitory and excitatory signals of the brain. And what could happen is that with patients that are developing out on the brain and forms of circulatory system, with that kind of innovation, they're using light in the formation of what's called the axonary and inhibitory system, which is growing in one direction, but being able to use by electricity and light, you can hear the brain cells communicate with each other. Remember when I was talking about the electromyographies that had been done on me recently, And in terms of the determinations of how to regenerate certain tissues within the body, and I was talking with you about, I confided in my audience about the sound of the music that comes from the body. In terms of it sounds like music, it has a tone. Actually, music is the formation of sound within the process of electricity between the organs. And I've dedicated my life to, with the water. That's how I got it started on this simple story, which I never wanted to confess out in the open because I'm writing about it. But when you're in surgery, you're a technician. You want a good technician, you want a good surgeon to be able to work. But the other side, a lot of physicians have not been able to communicate with their patients, not because they can't, but they need to self-open this thing for what's is called the spirit. And it is known in the ancient of acupuncture, oriental medicine, for instance, that it's the spirit that heals the body. It's not the surgery. And they know that. And they have practiced that hundreds and hundreds of years. But I've dedicated myself to the communication of the channeling, which are, you'll hear me say such things that here be the great of God that this happened. And you may think, well, that's a religious statement, which I'm making in one form, but it's not. It's a religious statement made by the holy electricity and the formation of what has to come from another source of a cosmic interaction. In other words, the formation of the Bible's replete with comments of saying, "There I only speak for my Father, go thee," and the whole basis of healing and invention. Like people ask me, like Uncle Sam asked me when I opened the show today, how, you know, they say, well, will this work? And I says, well, it's only been 6 minutes, but it's been an eternity by races of God go thee. I said that sentence to a full admiral, okay, which wasn't supposed to see me, by the way. He didn't even know what the hell my face looked like. So the thing comes down to the fact that there are inner sources, like you take people with allergies. They say that I'm allergic to gluten. No, you're not allergic to gluten. You have an immunological gluten, immunoglobulin E, which is reacting in an immune system for a leaky intestine. You see what I'm saying? So the thing comes down to it. There's bigger subjects going on with the water here and people than meets the eye. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We have a lot to cover here that we wanted to work it out. But I'll get Susie from Arkansas. Susie, I'm going to get you in here. You only have a few minutes, and I appreciate you calling. Sorry about the time.
Parker. I could call next week, but when you were talking about these things, I was wondering if that you said that inductive light situation they can use. Would that help, do you think, on someone who's got some kind of brain damage from head trauma?
Well,
is there a possibility?
This is in an experimental phase, and it's not supposed to be put out to, it has to go through clinical trials. And which means that it'll be another 5 years before anything can be done from what I'm doing. But the point is, but the whole thing is, the answer is yes and no. If one works it, we're working out on time frames. This is kind of hard to verbalize because what's happening is that I know it sounds trite. That We have a lot of environmental toxins, and we have a lot of real-world toxins. But, you see, people have misinterpreted what this means, in my opinion. You see, someone, we're being doused with information and saying, well, if you take this vitamin or if you take this herb or you go through, you can get rid of your toxins and you can put it into the force of it. Well, there's truth to some of that, but you see, water has a memory. You can thank yours truly for that, bringing forth other people's research that have been for some time. And, of course, Dr. Emoto, when I first interviewed him on my first week of being on air 10 years ago. But the whole point comes down to your body has memory. The cell system of the gene code remembers these toxins. And so you add that to the real world of how... like your question is on the brain injury, that is where the brain initiative comes in. We need to know more about the brain itself. See, Susie? In other words, mm-hmm. we have to know more about how it's working so that we have an idea of what area of the brain we're looking at. In other words, you can look at a series of screens of people who have had post-traumatic stress or have had a brain injury of some kind in some part of the brain. Now, the post-traumatic stress patient will look with the same color indicator that you would think that person had a brain tumor.
Ooh.
But they don't. They have that from stress within the brain itself from thought. So in other words, you can think your injury, but you also can think your health.
That's where prayer comes in.
Yeah. In other words, and what people are doing is misinterpreting that. Well, all I have to do is to get rid of the toxin. No, you have mm-hmm. to change the chemical formulation within your body, the cell of that body. Now we get into the area of religion, which is why I run to bring up Clarence Darrow. And the whole mm-hmm. thing about the town in Tennessee that doesn't want a statue. The whole point of Clarence Darrow's position was the fact, because he was years ahead of his time, but he was saying, well, the position of the way to think is the way the religion should set forth. You had to be given something that would work within that system. And he was ahead of himself in genetics to be able to do that. In other words, to be able to signal to be there. So religious people have said, no, all you have to do is pray. Well, that's true. All you do is have to pray. Now, what happens is the people that are doing research within the subject that you're talking about are making advances almost weekly. But they're tying in with some things that I started with in terms of memory and light. So do you have a way to be able to change the way things are diagnosed, you know, what you're diagnosed, to be able to think of what you have in that? See, there's nothing wrong with prayer. There's nothing wrong with thinking. There's nothing wrong with working in a process, but what are you trying to change? That's where it all has to start. So that's where we get into your yes part of that question. Where we get into the no part is the fact that we have, I'm sounding like a political person here, but the whole point is that too many regulations control the diagnosis. That's the shorthand way of saying it. So we get into situations in the real world where people say, well, we're only going to do it for a short time, or we're only going to work with you for a whole thing because based upon our gene pool, this is the way it is. So this is why they're saying, well, you only have a short time to heal. I'm adding point three to your question, which is the key to the whole thing. You never get over the brain and what's damaged to it, but you can get over what the brain does to get over it. You see, you can do that. That's the big challenge. That's the big thing. So with that in mind, In the real world innovation systems, one of my missions is to formally change the legal definition of an invention for that position. I'm actually doing that. And I don't know if the patent office will change their mind, but they're close. So that people like Susie in Art from Arkansas can have the access to that invention. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So that's where we are, Ryan. So pay attention to the program over a period of time. I appreciate you listening to things because I'm giving clues as to, in the real world, of how to have the innovation work without having, because there's certain things that are in work, in metrics, if you get a 90% probability that something's going to work, you're on the high end of the bell curve. But very few things that you try in the world don't work because people didn't think them out right or they're not suited to your memory system in your cells. So what I'm getting clues on is the actual chemistry of how it'd be possible to change the chemistry of that cell. That's what I'm working on with the stem cell and light. That's exactly what I'm working on. I'm using Dr. Emoto's position. If you can change a water molecule with words love and gratitude and have it photographed and put it in a book and millions of people see the pictures and they work it through, and you can take a sewage dump with 300 people all thinking love and gratitude and change the sewage tank like he did in China before Dr. Emoto got killed for it, the thing comes down to the fact that your mind's bigger than you think, you see? The mind is everything. The brain is everything, you see? The spirit is everything. And this is why I've dedicated that process that I mentioned about 10 minutes ago, that yes, you can be the technician, but it's the spirit of that body that I'm concentrating on. I'm changing medicine if I can. I'm changing medicine through water, through organ transplant, which is where I got started, and I feel strongly that the spirit of that cell is the healer, in my opinion.
I understand exactly what you're saying there because I've been in the health field my entire life, and I've seen that. And it sounds like a lot of what you're saying is how the science church approaches their... And the basic difference between them and the regular fundamental church is how they approach prayer.
Exactly. Right. You got it.
Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and I admire you beyond belief.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the show, Susie. And I'll put you in my prayer wheel.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're the... I mean, I move heaven and earth to... make sure I get to hear you each week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a... moonshot, space shot, that's going to be given coming in next summer. And it's called the Parker Solar Probe, named after Eugene Parker. And it's the unprecedented theory of solar wind on the understanding of the sun for the spiral magnetic field in the outer solar system. And it's Dr. Parker's position that a strong wind from that sun fills the interstellar space with ionized gas. It is a trip by NASA that was expected it would never happen in our lifetime. And this is the effect of the Earth. In other words, the climate on our Earth is based upon the solar's activities. This has got nothing to do with the concept of carbon credits to be paid by money to transfer from one person to the other. That's why the people, the Al Gores of the world, are there to make that a focus. And we took that, and I talked about the idea that if you wanted to change the water of the earth, you'd need to go to the headwaters. And the United States agencies have issued a permit for a large dam on the Colorado River headwater. The Corps of Engineers have given the water agency in the Colorado Front Range to build a dam. And this dam is it'll be a $400 million called the Chimney Hollow Dam. And it's designed to have a water supply within the area of what's called Longmont and Louisville and Bloomsville and Greeley. And instead of going straight to the water, will be stored in the Chimney Hollow Reservoir. And it'll be formed from the construction of a 300-foot tall dam. It'll have 30,000 acre feet from the Colorado River, and it will provide a steady supply of water. Now, in the formation of the ridges in Colorado, the sun and the sun rays on the Front Range are different in that part of the world. The most UFO sightings in America happen on the Front Range in Colorado, and there's a reason for that, because even the Indians know about the vortexes there. And I'm very pleased that I was able to go against the Trout Unlimited. I love fishing. On my bucket list, all I want to do is to fish in a river one time in my life after all these years. I used to do it. Just want to do that one more time. And but they said that all the rivers and streams across the United States will be impacted with these diversions from the dams. And that's not quite true. And I just wanted to mention the fact that if you have of course, the Trout Unlimited approach is that mitigating by finances the harms of diversion of rivers is something that should be considered, to the harm to the other rivers. This is almost like how your brain works. You see, what you got here is that you have what's called the primal effect. In other words, each living organism, human on the earth, even in the center of the earth where you have organisms that live in the core of the earth that have been put up from the earth core drillings. All, in my opinion, and that you can have it, that is an amino acid sequence, a water molecule that's compacted at 16,000 pounds of pressure per inch. And that water molecule still functions, but it has to be changed and packed out from the rock. So the Buddhas may have been right. See, when the Buddha put his hand on the earth, according to the ancient Taoists, said, "No, you're not touching this." And because the cosmic wars and the formation where the infinite of the universe has been figured out, that there was really no beginning, according to quantum physics. And the mythologies, which I've been trying to get into on my program for almost 4 months, every show I plan for it, and I never get to do it. And I got a 3-hour show because there's so much going on. And it talks about how the formation of the earth occurred from the constellations and the mythologies. In fact, NASA used the Aborigines in Australia for the moonshots and the communication experiments that occurred on that. And I know a lot about that. And, if I had my life to do again, done in the next incarnation probably, I want to be out there in Australia by that river doing a Lichin Boga Hasan, doing my horn and communicating with the gods that were shown in those experiences of parapsychology to the astronauts on the moon. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you. There's a lot going on here. And I was deeply offended by Kathy Gifford, but that's my problem. I'm going to tell you, I'm asking my audience, got to step up. There's evil around it. The people who are trying to keep us from reincarnating and developing and being brighter than we are. That's just my opinion, listeners. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is, please. Very, very quickly because of time. On these climate change discussions that people think they know about, first of all, is it's really all about manufacturing and the government interventions that are made. For instance, in England, these packs that were made without U.S. Senate approval, they tell you what kind of toilet to have, what kind of air conditioner you have, how your food is monitoring. That's the next step. And the idea of... For instance, let's say that you have in Missouri. In the past week, you had there was a flood there for those poor people, and of course, the first thing that Trump talked about was giving him funds to alleviate and do for ongoing contaminations with their food and their water. And that's one of the first times in the history, and the president has done that. And you have people in Texas, for instance, that are having arguments about the sanctuary cities if harboring known illegal criminals. And in terms of the thing, you see, this is how what I'm talking about, what people think about in terms of how they determine how their psychic spirit is developing. You have other people, for instance, are involved in the Spaceship X launch, to have supplies for a space station, which is a renewable space situation, you see? Then you have people who are parading, and the fact is if they know something about what President Trump was doing with Russia, what the hell, ask him about baking soda, you'll have a whole Parker Pathway show. And the whole thing here, how is it that carbon dioxide is a fertilizer? You can only have a reduction of a 12% reduction in that's already from the of the carbon dioxide, and Trump was making a big point, and whereas the Germans disagreed, he was after the clean water. Well, they make the instrumentation for the clean water, which many of them doesn't work. Like in California, you have. They want to go to the single-payer health care, like the government into the system. You got people parading on the street, never realizing that what they're doing is losing their sovereignty. See? So you have to look at things that 20 veterans a day committing suicide as a statistic. Yeah, when you talk with someone that's been in the Second World War, they saluted the flag. I did that. You walk past the flag and you salute it. You wouldn't burn it. You wouldn't talk against the president. And then you have people in universities, particularly in the United States Marines, that talk about there's too much male masculinity. It's toxic. Toxic male masculinity in the Marines, according to the females. That's their opinion. Listen, everyone. Thank you. Remember the veterans and support RBN. And thank you for listening to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time, on Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank my producer for the great help to put this program on. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure
lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.